Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. And with us today, we've got Gerald Grinter from Threshold Nosh & Dwell.
Yes, hello, Insurance. I'm here with Eric.
So, Gerald, yes. Let me tell you about my insurance agent.
Okay.
Because you're not my insurance agent.
Yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. I know you're working on you're working on me on that. So I sold a car, and I sent an email to my agent, and I said, can you, you know, cancel that, drop that car off the policy because I sold it. I don't need it anymore. Never heard back. And I forgot about it.
Yeah.
And finally, about, I don't know, 3 weeks later, I thought, I never heard back. And so I called the agency and I said, hey, I sent this in and I never heard back. And so the person's like, well, what's your name? So I said, Eric Osnes. And can you spell that? So I spelled it. And it's, I go, I should be the first one on your list. It's A-A-S-N-E-S-S, you know.
Yeah.
And can you spell that again? And I'm like, spell it again. He goes, oh, I'm just not finding you here. And I'm like, well, do you want my policy number? He's like, yeah, can you give me that? I go, okay. My auto policy is this number. I've got, I don't know, X number of vehicles on that. Here's my homeowner's insurance policy number. Here's rental number one, rental number two, rental number three. Here's my umbrella policy. Here's, you know, boat, motorcycle.
I go, obviously,
I'm just not an important customer to you.
Yeah. Okay.
So what did I do wrong there? I mean, should I suppose, you know, if you've got a customer and they've got their whole life insured with you, what happens when they call you?
Well, for me, actually, those are my my A customers, I guess, if you mm-hmm. want to use an ABC type of a rating scale. But, yeah,
sure.
When you have a customer that has multiple lines with you, is what we call it in the insurance industry, you want to lean forward and kind of say, oh, recognize that they mm-hmm. are your, you know, one of your customers that actually brings a lot of business into your agency. And, you know, if there is a phone call, you know, to remove a car, add a car, what have you, you return the call, first of all. You know, I always tell a lot of my customers, I say, if you don't hear from me, I'm probably dead.
Yeah.
Because I return all my phone calls before I leave.
There you go.
But I think that level of service is important from an agency. And unfortunately, you're starting to see that level of service kind of dwindle a little bit
mm-hmm.
Within the industry. You're not that leaning forward to make customers feel important is not there enough.
Something to do with volume or just the kind of the quality of employees, or what do you
I think it's the quality of employees. Mm-hmm. And I say that only because what happens sometimes in businesses and insurance industry is undergoing kind of a transition, because the independent agents are not being showcased as much as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, the independent agent, that was the guy on the corner who, you know, you went to mm-hmm. and
sure.
what have you. And while we still make up and write a majority of the business out there, the older agents that have been in the industry are no longer there. So you don't have that relationship and with the customers, and you have a new generation of agency owners coming in who are leaning more towards automation.
Got it.
And they're looking more for that automation and
easier, maybe.
Right. But they're missing that key component of going the extra mile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's my take on it. Not everybody's there like that, but
sure.
But I believe in that. I think
there are some excellent operations out there. But
definitely.
So tell us a little bit about your company then.
Okay, well, the Threshold Nosh & Dwell, I'm a Michael Wong Insurance Agency partner, so he's actually a good friend of mine, and we started out in the insurance industry together we both worked at Pemco Insurance when we first started, and he sat right across from me. We would carpool to work every day,
mm-hmm.
and he started his own agency, and then I started mine, and mm-hmm. so we have companies that we both represent, and then I have more companies, so altogether, you know, my agency, I have... I lose count every now and then, but I always say about 12 companies that I can go to my go-to companies where at any given moment I know I can find something for anyone.
Got it.
There, you know, it's
well, and this happens more often than people probably realize. I see it on the mortgage side all the time. Yep. Just last week, we have a customer buying a home, and it's an old Craftsman house, and it's got knob and tube wiring.
Ooh.
And not every insurance company will cover that.
No,
they're not
going to
cover
don't.
That knob and tube, you know, and we'll run into it. You know, lots of different circumstances where. You know, one insurance company would say, "No, you know, we're going to pass on that home."
Yes.
Another one would say, "Well, we'll pass, you know, on the roof, or we'll pass on this, or we'll pass on that." So,
right.
So it's important to have multiple lines where you can
it is.
Give someone
it
options.
It is. I'm really grateful that I do have that wealth of companies to kind of spring to, because yeah, just in those cases, you know, sometimes I get blindsided by. You know, the underwriting part of the scenario where they come back
sure.
and say, you know, we're not gonna do that. You know, I had my one risk this morning. Actually, the home was in my eyes, I thought it was you know, worthy of a certain company, and my underwriter came back and said, no, I'm sorry, we're not gonna be able to do it, and then it's a matter of going to another company now and saying, okay, mm-hmm. you know, and usually when a customer comes to me, I always. You know, work through about you know, five or six companies that I know will be, you know.
So you can price it to.
I can price it also, and you know, for the most part, you know, a lot of companies are about the same. But you know, nowadays the rating methodology that they use is more computerized. So sometimes I get surprised every day
sure.
when you think one company is going to have a lower rate and they don't, and another company does, and you're kind of going, oh well you know
there
what?
You go.
I'll take this one then.
How much does a credit score have to do with insurance rates now?
Actually, it has a great deal to do with it, only from the standpoint of, I mean, it doesn't affect your credit score. So if they, you know, when they run your credit, it's not a draw on your credit.
No, I mean, but how does that affect your insurance rates?
Oh, it does. It does in the fact that they you know, your rates, you get the lower rates. The lower
okay.
rates, the higher your credit score, the lower your rates.
You're going to be considered a lower risk.
You know, you know, you pay your bills on time. You know, mm-hmm. wise use of credit.
Mm-hmm.
That combined with, you know, great driving record. You know, companies eat that up. You know, and they have the different tiers that they place you in.
Okay,
so,
interesting.
You know,
so
and here's an asterisk at the bottom of the page with the credit score now too. Identity fraud going on out there, because companies use that as a rating tool.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a lock on your credit, a lot of times insurance companies will go out and it'll be called a no hit
mm-hmm.
because you have they can't find your credit score.
Oh, interesting.
Because you've got LifeLock on there or something
right.
like that.
Sure.
I had a customer the other day who, you know, he called and said, "Hey, my rates went up on his renewal. My rates went up. What's going on? I've got an 800 credit score." And I was going, "Okay, well, let me check." And
yeah.
And they came back and said it was a no hit. And I was going, "Wow, okay, no hit. What'd you do? Did you go out and buy a, you know, Maserati or something?"
Right, yeah.
And he said, "No, I had some identity fraud and I put LifeLock on there, or you know."
Oh,
and
interesting. Sure.
So then, you know, long story short, called underwriting, and then we had him take it off for a certain amount of time so that they
right.
could rerun it,
mm-hmm.
and they ran
sure.
it, and then he put
then
it back on, and
back in business,
and it's
so.
Back in business. But yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well,
we're
sure.
To see some interesting
yeah,
things.
There, some of these credit monitoring programs, we run into the same thing on the mortgage side, where we have to have someone lift it. And then we can move forward and pull our credit and, you know, take a look at everything. So good to know. I didn't realize that would affect the insurance side as
it
well.
It does.
All the news this last weekend, and I know some of it was I'm talking about the weather now.
Oh.
Nothing else. Yeah. Nothing else going on this weekend
no.
that was in the news, I know. But So the hurricane. So Hurricane Matthew hit. And, of course, you know, that's far, far away from us. You know, thank heavens.
Yeah.
It got me thinking about flood insurance, and you and I talked about that a little bit before the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, flood insurance is something that even if your home is not necessarily located in a flood zone, you may want to consider carrying.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on
that? Well, you know, I believe in this, and in the reason I do is In Seattle, we have hills.
Mm-hmm.
And some, even though you're not necessarily considered in a floodplain, the flood, a definition of a flood, you know, a layman's definition of a flood in the insurance industry is, you know, standing water, any water that comes into the house that is, you know, considered, you know, not as a result of damage to the property.
Okay.
So you've got standing water. So if water runs down a hill, goes into your basement, that's considered flood damage. That's flood damage.
And a regular homeowner's policy will not cover that, correct?
Negative. NICS 9. It will not.
So, no way. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where a flood policy can be beneficial for you if you know you're let's mm-hmm. say, at the bottom of a hill. You know, and we know how it rains here. Sometimes we get those record rainfalls, and you're not waiting on, you know, a dam or a levee to break loose. But, you've got, you know, your sewers overflow and, you know, goes into your basement.
I have a
customer who's got, who lives at the bottom of a hill, and his house floods. You know, the water comes down into his backyard, and every now and then it'll get into his crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
But if it gets high enough, it's into his house, and he's worried about that. So, you know, he called me two weeks ago, and actually, so we're working on a flood insurance policy for him, which is actually relatively affordable, especially if you're not in a flood zone.
Right. It's pretty inexpensive.
Yeah. It's less than a homeowner's insurance policy. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a couple hundred dollars and you've got, coverage for your home and your property. So.
Interesting. And well, yeah, I have a neighbor where I live, area called Three Tree Point, which is kind of out by Burien.
Yes.
And we had a neighbor, the whole hillside gave way and buried half my neighbor's house.
There's slide insurance too, or difference in condition.
Now, is that separate or is that all part of flood?
Separate.
Coverage? Separate. It is separate.
Slide coverage is separate. Yeah. Earth movement. So that's, kind of like an earthquake policy type of thing that you can get.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay. So that kind of actually comes into my next question. So I have another quiz for you. So let's talk about earthquake coverage.
Quiz. Okay.
So, well, actually that's, we might just come back. I know we've got a break here coming up.
Okay.
But to wrap up flood though.
Yes.
You don't have to be in a flood zone to get flood insurance.
Nope,
you can call your agent.
Yep.
And set you up with flood insurance.
Well, sometimes your agent can set you up with it, but you can go to there's FEMA, and there's some other companies that actually all they do is flood insurance. So
perfect. Well, hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about earthquakes and how to insure against them. Stay tuned for more with Open House with Dean Reba.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.